In Pakistan, troops and police are out in force today as Muslim fundamentalists stage a nationwide strike to protest President Pervez Musharraf's support for the United States and its anti-terrorism campaign. In Punjab province, several thousand protesters attempted to block a rail line. Police moved in with tear gas and live fire. At least three of the demonstrators were killed. There's also been trouble in the port city of Karachi and in Peshawar in the northwest. NPR's John Burnett is in Peshawar. How serious is the trouble there, John?
Hi, Bob. Well, actually, it was fairly contained, at least when I left about 45 minutes ago. There were two demonstrations in the morning and the afternoon by these extreme religious parties. In the old city of Peshawar, the police were out in force. I've not seen this numbers of riot police in the 3 weeks that I've been here because the government was very keen to prevent any rock throwing and window smashing from going on. So there was lots of chanting, lots of Osama is the great Mujahid, America's the terrorist. There was one, I was instructed today, one lati charge. Latis are these long canes that Pakistani policemen carry. And so what happens is when the latis come out, it's like the in the bulls of in the streets of Pamplona, all the demonstrators reverse direction and come racing back the other way. But aside from the one lati charge, things seem to be under control.
Now, you've been out talking to people. What are they telling you?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, if you watch the cameras and see the screaming protesters that invariably get all the attention, you would think that all of Pakistan is exploding in rage. If you talk to the shopkeepers and the bystanders on the side who are watching these generally young, sort of fanatical Muslim protesters, you find out that they close their shops not out of solidarity but out of fear. They share the protesters' anger over the U.S. war in Afghanistan, but it doesn't mean that they all approve of these disruptive tactics that really are chasing away their business.
So they oppose the bombing, but they support Musharraf?
Indeed. And that really surprised me because a lot of these political parties that have sponsored today's strike are trying to make opposition to President Musharraf as strong a position as opposition to the U.S. bombing in Afghanistan. That's not what you hear on the ground. There's a real division there between agreeing with the sentiments of the protesters that they can't stand the civilian casualties in Afghanistan, but that doesn't transfer into opposing their own president, who generally, from people I talk to all over the place, from rickshaw drivers to shopkeepers to bystanders, they're still with the president.
What's the security situation in Pakistan?
Well, the state did a pretty clever thing today. They declared a national holiday in honor of Pakistan's poet, and so that kind of co-opted some of the protests today. As far as you know, why many shops did close throughout the country, and then they also have put under house arrest a couple of the prominent leaders of these religious parties in order to keep them from riling up the crowds, and so and then you just generally see police and army troops and frontier police and constabulary police all over the place, and particularly in the Northwest Frontier Province where I am, which is pretty sympathetic with the religious parties.
NPR's John Burnett in Peshawar, Pakistan.